This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, kicking off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on the phones at 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. And the reason why we call the show is Free Talk Live is because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. However, we are going to start things out with a guest here tonight. She is Carla Howell from the Center for Small Government. Carla, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fantastic. Now, what is the Center for Small Government?
The mission of the Center for Small Government is to shrink the size of big government, to dramatically reduce the spending, taxes, power, debt, and liability of government, and we're talking all levels, federal, state, and local government in the United States.
So why is small government bigger, better than big government?
Small government is beautiful. The problems that we see with government are not a function of people abusing government power. The problem is the power to abuse. Big
Absolutely.
Government doesn't work. Big government makes things worse.
Now,
big government programs often hurt the very people they're intended to help.
I want to tell tell the listeners just a little bit about you, Carla. You were you're very active in the state of Massachusetts. In fact, you ran for governor for the state of Massachusetts. Was that in 2004 when that happened?
2002.
Okay, you ran for governor in 2002 against Mitt Romney and whoever else was running at the time. And one of the things that you had going on back then was there was a ballot initiative of some sort that was going to allow Massachusetts voters to vote on whether or not they wanted to continue having an income tax. And
yeah.
It was obviously part of the Center. It was something I think the Center for Small Government was behind. It was a stunning result that you guys had. When you think about Massachusetts, you think, oh, everybody there is a bleeding heart liberal. They love their taxes. It's Taxachusetts. But what was the final percentage vote on that issue?
We won 45.3% of the vote.
In Massachusetts?
In Massachusetts. And that was with 100% of the newspaper editorials coming out against it. We didn't have much of a budget for advertising, and the news media simply tried to ignore us and didn't want people to know about this opportunity.
Sure.
So a number of people didn't even know it was on the ballot, and it's too bad, because if they had gone to the polls and voted, it may well have won.
It was just a fantastic effort, and I just kind of wanted to give you a little bit of, I guess, a libertarian identity, because for people that might not have heard your name before, you've been closely associated with the late, great Harry Brown as well. Would you consider yourself a Harry Brown-style libertarian, Carla?
He is my hero.
Awesome.
I absolutely adore that man. As many people know, he passed away earlier this year. And he was one of the greatest patriots in American history. He would have been the best president who'd ever lived. He was everything that I cherish and embrace in political activism. He was boldly small government. He came out for ending the federal income tax, for completely privatizing Social Security, for getting the United States out of foreign entanglements and ending its involvement in wars, for ending the war on drugs, for repealing all the gun laws, federal gun laws on the books. I mean, he was bold, and he was a brilliantly persuasive man. He was a scholar. He published 14 books in his lifetime, including Why Government Doesn't Work. And
great book.
He was
one of my favorites.
A wonderful, wonderful man.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. So the Center for Small Government is something that was formed, I don't think it was very long after Harry Brown's campaign in 2000. When did this come about?
We actually formed it officially just last year.
Oh, wow.
It was in the works for about a year, year and a half before that.
I feel like you've been emailing me for much longer than that. I don't know why that is.
Well, that's maybe because our newsletter is called Small Government News, and that's been out for 5 or 6 years.
It was
our campaign newsletter and sort of morphed into just a newsletter, and we've just continued with it as part of the Center for Small Government.
All right, let's talk about what you guys do there at the Center for Small Government, which your website, by the way, it's easy to remember, but a little long, centerforsmallgovernment.com. That's centerforsmallgovernment.com. And what's one reason why, or a few reasons why, you think people should go to centerforsmallgovernment.com? What can they do there?
What you can do is, first of all, get a grounding in the distinction of small government versus big government. What a lot of people in politics are trying to do, people in the media and the politicians, is they're trying to get people divided along the lines of liberal versus conservative, Democrat versus Republican, left versus right.
You're gonna enjoy this, Carla. We had a young man email us earlier this week because we were talking about government schools and how bad they are, and he pointed out that in his government class, they actually gave out a test. There was a test that, I don't remember the exact title, but to paraphrase, it was something like, liberal or conservative, which one are you? And then it went through a series of questions, which sort of in-the-box style questions where you weren't allowed, there was nothing even close to a libertarian or small government style answer. And the idea was the kids were supposed to go through this test, and when it was graded, it would come back and tell them whether or not they were a so-called liberal or conservative. It's just brainwashing.
It is, and it's irrelevant. It's just absolutely irrelevant. I mean, any pretense that there's any meaningful distinction between them is just not credible. If you're really paying attention, if you're really looking at it with an open mind, you take a Democrat and a Republican politician, you white out their name and their party, and you present their voting history to an everyday voter or even a political activist and say, which one of these voted which way on these bills?
Mm.
No one knows.
Sure.
You cannot tell from their party affiliation how they vote. I mean, they line up here and there, but...
I can tell you how they vote, regardless of what their party affiliation is. It's for bigger government every single time, almost.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bingo. Bingo. And that's exactly the point of the Center for Small Government, is that this is the distinction that people need to focus on. And in particular, what we advise people to do is to remember the Weight Watchers test. This is a concept that Michael Cloud, my partner, developed. And what it says is, when somebody proposes a government program or policy, ask yourself the simple question, will it make government bigger than it is today, keep it the same size, or shrink it from today's size? And what you'll notice is that 99.9999% of what people are talking about and advocating are proposals that will make government bigger or keep it the same size.
Yeah, and all you ever see, if you're somebody that listens to talk radio or you're somebody that's reads the newspaper or watches the talking head shows on television, all you ever hear presented are the two different sides, very slightly different sides of that same big government coin. Everybody's always arguing over, well, which way should government grow? Should it grow in my direction or should it grow in his direction? And there's nobody out there, with the exception of a very few, great shows like Free Talk Live and Penn & Teller's BS on television, that are actually saying anything otherwise. So it's really great to have an organization like yours out there.
Yes, and I thank you. But what we need to do is go beyond just recognizing this. You recognize it, and there's people out there who do recognize it. But what we really need to do is translate that into campaigns, and particularly into ballot initiatives and campaigns for public office, where the candidate is proposing specific, dramatic reductions in government. And very few do that.
Now, Paul, excuse me, Carla, why is it that 70% of Americans say that the government's too big, and politicians continue to grow the government every opportunity that they get, and ballot initiatives seem to be so difficult to get on the ballots?
Well, we could talk for a day about the answer to that question. There's a lot of aspects to it. But one of it, I would say it's generally just sort of pervasive big government thinking, big government talking, big government perspectives that are propagated by major institutions in our society, one of them being the mainstream media, one of them being the public schools, and to a large degree, the colleges and universities as well. One of them being most political organizations and most political campaigns.
Yep, everybody's inside the big government box. Carla Howell, hang on, we're going to come back to you. If you got a question for Carla Howell, she's one of the two people in charge of the Center for Small Government at centerforsmallgovernment.com. Our toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We're trying to change people's perspectives and trying to get some candidates to sign the Small Government Pledge. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that absolutely everything is for free, including the bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts await you there, and over 1,200 people are interacting. There's all kinds of different conversations, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And did I mention it's totally free? bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're talking with Carla Howell, and she is one of the founders of the Center for Small Government, which you can find online at centerforsmallgovernment.com. Carla, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hello again.
Hey, so one of the purposes of the Center for Small Government is to essentially help re-educate people, right? That small government is the answer, and what we're getting in mass media and in schools today is not the solution. What we're getting is just a big old bunch of big government messages.
Yeah, realign more than re-educate. There's a lot of libertarian think tanks and outreach groups out there that educate people on the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And diagnoses, analyses of big government programs and why they almost always fail terribly. But we don't go into that because there's a lot of other people doing that. What we do is focus on the key distinction of big government versus small government. What most other politically active groups and candidates and ballot initiatives and campaigns do is, if they are in the liberty camp, shall we say,
mm-hmm.
they limit themselves to holding the line on government or slowing down the growth of big government.
Right. You'll see headlines, for instance, in the Libertarian Party news, you'll see headlines like, we stopped a $2 million tax increase. And that's good and everything.
Yep.
But actually,
it is good.
Going
it is
on the
good
offensive.
And one of the things we want to do is remind people to always vote against big government, and that includes big government ballot initiatives, tax increases, and so forth. But what we really want to do is open up a whole new realm of choices for people, because our opponents are continually trying to limit our choices to, as you said earlier, inside the big government box.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to think those are our only choices. They want us to think you can't fight City Hall. They want us to think that government is the solution.
They've done a darn good job. To give them credit, they've done a great job at getting people to think that.
They have done a great job. They have done a superb job of convincing us that big government is our only alternative. We are saying no. We categorically reject that. We say that small government is right, is good, is healthy, is harmonious, is peaceful, is clean, is all the wonderful things. It's beautiful. Small government is beautiful. And the only way we're going to get small government is to, first of all, recognize that's the number one priority. That's where we need to be going. We need to be removing, dismantling, reducing big government programs, reducing government spending, reducing taxation, reducing government assets and debts and liabilities.
Right.
We need to shrink all of it, and what we need is specific initiatives to accomplish that, campaigns, ballot initiatives that have that specific purpose. And that's why we developed the Small Government Pledge.
I was going to ask you about that. What is the Small Government Pledge?
I knew you were. We have two versions of the Small Government Pledge. One is for candidates and one is for voters. The one for candidates says, if I am elected, I will vote small government every issue, every time, no exceptions, no excuses.
No exceptions. I think that's really important. Why did you add that in there?
Because, I direct everyone to go to our website, centerforsmallgovernment.com, and read an essay there called Small Government Plus One Exception Equals Big Government. What you find is a lot of people, especially in the Republican Party, but also other places, who are generally sort of speaking a libertarian rhetoric, you know, free markets,
Yeah. Things
like that. But they have one big government program they support. And you know what happens when they get elected? They make deals with the other people in Congress or in the legislature who have their pet big government program, and they vote for each other's big government programs.
And nobody's bothering to vote for smaller government because they're all so busy enacting their big government pet projects.
That's right. And the people who say I'm small government on everything except for this one issue, that one issue is the one they're going to spend their time on. That is usually the one they're passionate about, and it's usually the reason that they're running for office. And they collectively have brought us big government. And that's why it's very important that we recognize that we need to vote small government every issue without exception.
Well, I'm definitely behind that. And I think getting candidates to sign this is a worthy goal. How successful have people been at actually finding people who are willing to sign this pledge?
We are very much babes in the woods on this one. There are not a lot of people who have signed, and even amongst the people who have signed when we go to their website, which you should always do when you're considering a candidate, look and see what they say in their own words mm-hmm. without filtering from the media. And what you find is that a lot of them will, or at least think in their own minds that they're never voting big government. Some of them actually, in some weird way, propose big government. They propose the government do a study on this or that, or they have one little area where they make exceptions, and we tell them that, you know, we do not consider that a signing of the pledge,
mm-hmm.
and we do not, our copyright says you may not advertise that you have signed the small government pledge if that is part of your platform. You must be small government on every issue every time. Now, what we need to do, and this is where we need a lot of work and a lot of development of our candidates, and they need your help. They need all of us supporting them and encouraging them in this because it takes courage. We need them to do what Harry Brown did so brilliantly and what our ballot initiative to end the income tax in Massachusetts did, which is to come up with specific proposals, specific actions that we will take if elected
mm-hmm.
that are appropriate to that office, where that office has the authority to implement that proposal.
I remember reading Why Government Doesn't Work by Harry Brown and just being blown away by, there's a short little chapter in there where he talks about what he would do his first day in office.
Right.
And he talks about how, you know, he's going to get in there and the first thing he'll do is release all the nonviolent drug offenders from prisons from all around the country.
That's state and federal because a presidential pardon will work on both.
Let's see. He said he was going to tear pages and pages out of the Federal Register, which is the place where the president puts in executive orders. Just going to rip pages out of there. And I think he said he was going to withdraw the troops, order them all home from around the world, and then he was going to break for lunch. And I love
right.
that kind of just brazen in your face. This is how we can get back to small government, and it doesn't have to take a long time. I love that message.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, he was fabulous. And he had more like that, but it was great. And here he was, this very credible, articulate man who was serious, had a sense of humor, was charming, and he was very sincere. He meant it. And you don't have to be, as Michael Cloud says, a macho flasher. You don't have to appear brazen or radical to say things like this. You can just be a normal person doing what normal people want, which is small government.
Absolutely. Carla, hang on. We're going to come back with more. Carla Howell from the Center for Small Government, their website, centerforsmallgovernment.com. Let's get less government. Sounds like a good idea, right, Mark?
I'm all for it.
We're going to explore how this can actually happen, and there was a neat idea that they had about actually turning the citizens loose, the individuals loose on government programs and giving them an incentive to figure out how to get rid of them. We'll explore that coming up. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. We're here live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. And you can see what I mean by visiting the shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. We are going back to the phones. We've got Carla Howell on the line. She is she at one time ran for governor of the state of Massachusetts as a libertarian, and she is now one of the founders of the Center for Small Government at centerforsmallgovernment.com, where you'll, if you didn't know this already, you'll learn that small government is a beautiful thing compared to big, ugly, honking government. And speaking of Massachusetts' big, ugly government, how about that big dig, Carla?
How about that big dig? oh, my God. You know, one of the things about that's worth noting about the big dig, besides that it's just a perfect illustration of how big government programs turn out, is that it's an intergovernmental-funded program. What you have with the big dig is funding from the federal government, which we all pay for,
right,
from the state of Massachusetts, from the city of Boston, and then you also have the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority with their fingers in the pie. You have the various other auditing type agencies in the state. And it's gone on for so long now, we're into about two decades, that we've had about five governors, several mayors of the city of Boston, lots of different legislators. Ted Kennedy was involved in getting the money and got it, overrode Reagan's veto to get the project started in the 80s. So there, you have a cast of characters over time who have been involved with this. And when you have more than one government entity, you already have so little of accountability when there's only one government, when it's only a local project or a state project or a federal project. You make it all three and throw in all these different agencies and drag it out for years and years, and there's just no accountability whatsoever.
Yeah, just
and
a bureaucratic.
One reason it's such a disaster.
Just a bureaucratic malaise. The finger pointing will never end. And the sad thing is, that poor woman who died in the tunnel, I believe it was last week or a week and a half ago, Since we're all, since it's the money for it's coming from everywhere, essentially that blood's on everyone's hands.
Yeah, it was a disaster from the start and a very bad idea. I also ran for U.S. Senate in 2000, and I ran against Ted Kennedy, and one of the things I did was point out that he was the bad man for the big dig. He was the guy. Without him, it wouldn't have happened.
Really?
And there's definitely blood on his hands in being part of this mess.
All right, so we're talking about smaller government versus big government. You won't find any disagreement on Free Talk Live. Smaller government is definitely the way to go. In fact, I would say really small. I think, as Michael Cloud has put it, so small it has to appear on, milk cartons because it's almost lost, basically. I like it that small. What are some of the ways that individuals can get involved in this and actually move their areas of the country where they live in towards smaller government?
Well, first of all, if you want small government, go to the centerforsmallgovernment.com website, sign the Small Government Pledge, and then look up the candidates in your state. See who's running this year. And if you see any that look like they may be potentials, go to their website and read it carefully. Look for whether they make any specific promises to shrink government. If you see a promise to shrink taxes or spending, that's a good start. And then get that candidate to go to the centerforsmallgovernment.com website and see if they are willing to take the Small Government Pledge for candidates.
Is the pledge something that people can only take on centerforsmallgovernment.com, or is it something you can print out and actually, if a candidate's at a forum or something like that, walk up and approach them and have them sign it, possibly?
Well, the signing, we keep track of everyone who signed it.
I see.
So to be an official signer, you need to come to the website. But what we encourage people to do, they certainly can post it and encourage others in forums and such to go and sign it. And what we ask candidates to do is, if you're going to sign it, we don't want you hiding the fact that you are for small government. You should be proud of the fact that you vote small government on every issue every single time. So we ask them to post their signing, either just link to one of our pages or copy it and put it up at their own website. But in any case, announce it. Be proud of it and announce it and make it a centerpiece of your campaign.
Yeah,
make
absolutely.
It a priority of your campaign, because frankly, all the other campaigns out there that just sort of beat around the bush, that throw around rhetoric without getting down to any specific proposals to shrink government, really don't have that much impact.
Yep.
If you want to have impact, you do something like proposing ending the income tax and then get a lot of people to vote for it. Now your votes really count. And even if you can only get a few votes, which in many cases that's all we're going to get. You know, the freedom movement is small right now in the United States, and we've got a long way to go. But wherever it is you start, you want to be able to look back on your campaign and look at whatever number of votes you got and say, those were people who wanted small government. Those are people who wanted to completely end the income tax and shrink the government by a like size rather than just go and try and raise another tax or shift spending around or any of that.
Right.
These are people who are serious about shrinking government and moving that money and that authority back into the private sector and families and communities where it belongs.
I think it's so important to not have this, you know, watered-down, half-libertarian-style message that I think I've at least seen a tendency to come out of the Libertarian Party recently, and I think it's good that you guys are out there, you know, out there chanting for essentially saying we need to stick to the principles and get the ideas of small government out there, no matter how radical they may seem to people. And it's sad that that in today's day and age that pro-liberty proposals seem radical to people. All we're doing is calling for voluntarism as opposed to forcing coercion, and I don't think that's radical at all, of course.
What's radical is the notion that the government should be taking or mandating the spending of over $7 trillion from the U.S. economy every year. I can hardly imagine anything more radical than that. The U.S. economy is perhaps $11, $12 trillion GDP,
okay,
gross domestic product, and more than half of that, if you add up all the federal, state, and local spending,
wow,
which is about $4.8 trillion, you throw in about another $700 billion off the books spending, which is what is certainly flagrant in Massachusetts. Exactly how much it goes on in other states and local governments and the federal government, I don't know. But we conservatively estimate that there's at least $700 billion in off the books what they like to call off-budget spending.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add in about $1.5 to $3 trillion in expenses imposed on individuals and businesses and organizations in order to comply with government mandates.
Right, regulations.
Regulations, when you file your tax returns, when you pay a tax accountant, if you run a business, you know the huge number of building permits and licensing permits and taxes and rules and regulations that businesses must submit to, which we pay for in the higher price of products, which also hurts our economy because it makes us non-competitive in the international marketplace. And this is the real danger that we face, is that we're pricing ourselves out of the market because government has made doing business in the United States so expensive.
Not only that, but you also pointed out the $7 trillion, that's all of those things piled together. $7 trillion is the amount of money that government takes out of the economy. And imagine the productivity, imagine the wealth. This country's already pretty wealthy, but imagine how much more wealthy everyone would be if that $7 trillion was allowed to stay in the hands of the people that know what to do with it, the people that earned it.
Oh, I just love the way you're talking, Ian, because that is so true. Life would be so easy. People would have so much economic opportunity. Imagine if wealth was just so easy to accumulate with small government that you could pretty much do what you wanted. You know, you could change careers easily. You wouldn't be stuck in jobs you don't like. You'd be able to experiment with different things. You'd be able to have so much more freedom to do the things that you want to do, and the personal dignity and pride of being self-sufficient, not relying on government programs. And boy, life would be just a blast.
Carl, I think people don't realize that the government doesn't produce anything. It's only the businesses produce things, and the government regulations just stifle that.
Carla, hang on. We're going to come back with more. Carla Howell, she's one of the founders of the Center for Small Government. Their website is centerforsmallgovernment.com. And if you've got a question for her, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Now, what do we ask in return? Well, that you shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. If you've been on the internet before, odds are good you've bought something from Amazon. Of course, they're known for their book collection, but they've also got DVDs and camping supplies and furniture and office supplies and clothes, I mean, accessories, you name it. It's all there. Will be delivered to your door, much of it with free super saver shipping. And the best part of all is that when you shop through our website at amazon.freetalklive.com, we'll get a percentage of your purchase. It doesn't raise your prices or anything like that. It's just that Amazon sends us a percentage of their profits for sending them the business. So if you're going to do some online shopping, do it with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. We're going back to Carla Howell. She is the founder, one of the two founders, of the Center for Small Government. And their website is centerforsmallgovernment.com. From the front page of your website, for people just tuning in, the mission of the Center for Small Government is to shrink the size, power, spending, taxes, debt, and liability of today's big government at all levels, federal, state, and local. And Carla, one of the ways that you guys are doing this is you've created the Small Government Pledge, and essentially you're driving people to the Small Government Pledge because there's two versions. There's one for individuals, for voters, that sort of thing, that essentially says, I will vote for small government every single issue, every single time, every candidate. And then there's the Small Government Pledge for the candidates themselves to sign, which essentially says that I will vote small government every single time, every issue. And I think that it's a pretty powerful pledge. I think I have signed it myself. I'm sure Mark's going to be signing it here shortly as well. But I
is
also,
that true, Mark?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about it. I've been looking at it, and there's certainly nothing I disagree with.
Okay. So, all right. Well, you know what? We're not about twisting people's arms. We want people to sign it who are very deeply committed to it, who are ready to say, you know what? Why would I ever vote big government? Why would I ever do that again in my life? I'm done. I'm voting small government every issue, every time. No exceptions, no excuses. Those are the people that we want to sign it. We welcome people to do that when that is where their commitment lies.
Sure. When you've come to the realization that when you're voting for big government, you're essentially voting to hurt people. I mean, you may not realize it.
This is true, and people don't like to think of it that way. But the truth is that big government programs do hurt people. They do hurt people. At a minimum, they spend our taxes, and that's money that families could spend to, you know, buy shoes for their kid or, you know, put food on the table or save for their retirement. There's always a consequence. And it starts with the taxation, and then it goes downhill from there.
I want to talk a little bit about geography, specifically the fact that you're in Massachusetts, And, of course, you might have heard earlier the Free State Project is a major supporter and sponsor of Free Talk Live, and I'm sure you're well aware of the Free State Project, Carla. It's a group of 20,000 people that think the way that we do, people that want small government, people that want to get back to liberty and freedom in this country. They're all coalescing from all over the country, from all around the world, into one state. And, of course, that state happens to be New Hampshire, just to the north of where you're at. And I guess I'm curious, you know, how do you feel about the Free State Project?
Well, my commitment is to small government, and I actually spoke to a group of the Free State Project a couple months ago, and I've supported candidates in New Hampshire and consulted with some there. I have to say I want small government everywhere. Mm-hmm. I certainly want it in New Hampshire. I want it in Massachusetts, which is my home, and this is where I'm intending to stay. I want it in Yugoslavia and Iraq and Arizona and Peru and everywhere in the world. And so if people coalesce in New Hampshire and they do good work, power to them, I support that. I especially want to see from the folks who are joining together in New Hampshire to come up with some small government campaigns, some bold, persuasive campaigns that actually shrink the size, spending, and taxation of government.
Absolutely. I think you're going to see it. And, in fact, I think the small government pledge is going to be an important part of this to have candidates in New Hampshire and wherever you live. Signing this pledge is going to be a good thing. And I think that as far as spreading liberty around the world, once we can actually set New Hampshire as the freest state, we're going to become that beacon of liberty, like America as a country used to be, you know, the Statue of Liberty holding up that beacon for the rest of the world. New Hampshire will once again be that way, and hopefully Massachusetts and Vermont and every other state in the union will finally realize that, hey, maybe smaller government is a good idea. Let's give this whole small government pledge thing a try.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mark, did you have any other questions for Carla while we have her here?
I really don't. How do I go about signing up again? Could you outline that for me?
You simply go to our website, centerforsmallgovernment.com, and it's easy to find. You can click on it from the homepage. We also call it the New Declaration of Independence, and you basically fill out a form, and you can choose to be anonymous if you want or not. If you are not anonymous, we'll post your first name and last initial in your state. On our website.
Libertarians like that anonymity, some of them. They like their privacy, so it's good that you offer
that.
They
do, and spam these days is such that it's really kind of foolish to put a list on a website. I mean, people do it, but I think that could be problems for people. So, but if a person's a candidate, we are not listing candidates yet because we're very carefully scrutinizing the ones who signed a pledge and looking for those who are the true champions of small government, the Harry Browns. Not that anyone coming out of the gate is going to be a Harry Brown, but it could happen, and you can tell Harry Brown wasn't Harry Brown when he came out of the gate. He had to work hard to become the candidate that he did. He worked for years at practicing his speeches, his talking points. He wrote his books. He did a ton of research. It is not something you just suddenly are overnight.
You don't bumble into that, that's for sure. Something else I want to promote about your website, Carla, centerforsmallgovernment.com, one of the neatest things that you guys do is you send out the small government news. What's that?
That's our newsletter. It comes out about every 2 weeks, and we basically are honing and advancing this distinction of small government. It's something that we need to really work on aligning ourselves with regularly, because the minute you walk away from it, you're listening to the mainstream news media, you're listening to kind of institutional thinking that we've all been indoctrinated with, and you're back in a big government conversation. We need to keep people in a small government conversation, and that's what small government news does.
You know, I think the small government pledge is great. It says, I vote small government every issue, every time, no exceptions, no excuses. It's short.
Simple.
And, yeah, you understand completely what it says.
So if people want to get on the small government news list, you go to centerforsmallgovernment.com, click small government news. There's instructions for signing up there, and you'll get your newsletter every 2 weeks, essentially, in your email box. And I find it very valuable. There's always some sort of interesting perspective, or one of my favorite things that has appeared in the small government news over the last year has been this kind of plan for once we actually get into office. Because there's been a lot of people out there that say, well, it's one thing to talk about smaller government, but what do you actually do when you get elected? And I, just to recap this, this is what I, as I understood it, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Carla, but the idea was once we finally get some of these small government candidates in office, particularly at a local level, they could create this sort of incentive program, because we don't always have the ideas in our own heads if we're the candidates as far as how to make things smaller. So what you guys had proposed in the Small Government News was this incentive program for individuals in the area to essentially come up with ideas, come up with a plan, a workable plan as to how to, for instance, just get rid of certain bureaucracies, just cut them out, or cut the budgets way, way down. And the incentive that you guys suggested was that, well, if you come up with a plan to cut the county budget by $500,000, you'll get 10% of that actual cut the first year that the cut goes into effect. So you get $50,000 that first year out, and then from then on, that entire $500,000 will be out. Did I understand that right?
That's right. We call that the Bounty Hunter proposal. It was the brainchild of Michael Cloud, and it was actually used in a campaign by Kim Bryant, who ran for city council in her home city of Waltham, Massachusetts last year. Proposed this, and it's, I think you said it just right, that it, we often don't know what's in those mysterious government budgets, and one of the reasons we don't know is often because the government won't publish them, mm-hmm. or won't publish them in a meaningful way where we can actually sit down and understand how our money's being spent. So the Bounty Hunter proposal says, we are going to open the books to citizens, and any citizen who can find a area to cut, and we implement it. We'll make it as public as we can, put as much pressure as we can on the city council or county commission or whatever the governing body is. And a 10% bounty goes to the citizen who came up with the idea. The rest goes back to the taxpayer, and every year thereafter it goes back to the taxpayer, meaning we cut overall spending and taxes.
It's a great idea. Carla,
yeah.
It's been fantastic having you on the show, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again in the future. Once again, Carla Howell, the founder of the Center for Small Government. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. Carla, you have a great night.
You too. Thanks. You
Hour
guys
two
do
on
a
the
great
way.
Job.
It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Create